I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Auburn this weekend. So let's first cover a couple of the surprise games that took place. Auburn, number 6, Alabama, number 1. What a game that was. 10-2 Auburn beat 11-1 Bama. Jarrett Stidham, who's come on as this year has gone along.
Mm-hmm. Playing better.
Really efficient. 21 of 28 passing, threw for 230. The running back we love, Kerryon Johnson, just a grown man, 30 attempts for 104 yards. He threw a jump pass, touchdown, Tim Tebow style, down near the goal line.
They kind of out-Alabama'd Alabama, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? It's what you sort of think of when you think of how Alabama does it.
Yeah.
Stifling defense, they're going to pound you. Maybe you don't get them early, or they don't get you early with their running attack, but they're going to keep coming downhill and do it. That was impressive, man.
Maybe the best player in the game was Auburn wide receiver Ryan Davis, who had 11 catches for 139 yards. And Jalen Hurts was, to me, a disappointment in the game.
Yeah.
Now, he ran erratic. All over the place. He rushed for 80 yards. But he was 12 of 22 for 112 yards passing. He couldn't make the throws when they needed to be made. Had one passing touchdown. So Auburn didn't just beat Alabama. Did you ever think that game was in question? I mean, if you watched that game, at no point, if you press pause, would you have said, Crimson Tide better than the Tigers? You would not have said that at any point.
If you didn't know who was who, you'd say, well, one team's clearly better than the other, and it was Auburn over Alabama in that game. They just looked right. Auburn's got really impressive wins this year. Their highs have been the highest of any team in the country, in my opinion.
They have the best two wins, maybe, of all the wins of anybody. They beat Georgia when Georgia was on fire.
They whooped Georgia's butt.
And now they've beaten Alabama. So, essentially, they've beaten two number one teams in the country. They also have two losses, which is kind of staggering.
Yeah, the LSU loss is the one that's really going to stick out as a, that's going to sting.
Yep. So, that was one of the huge games this weekend that was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger surprise was actually before that on Friday. When Pitt, a terrible, I believe 4-7 team going into the game.
4-7.
Beat Miami, a 10-0 club. The Hurricanes were at Heinz Field. It was a weird day after Thanksgiving, kind of malaise, mid-afternoon game in an NFL stadium. Not to make excuses for them, but it just didn't feel like, oh, this is a Saturday college football thing. Malik Rozier, who's had a good season, more incompletions than completions in that game. Really, all Miami had was him running the football, because they couldn't run it with running backs. I think they had 11 rushes for 14 yards. Pitt, meanwhile, 175 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. And their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, didn't turn the ball over. They also had 4 sacks. Rozier was not comfortable in the pocket. I was blown away by how Pittsburgh played.
Me either. It did not look like is what I meant to say. That's not a 4-7 team. Now they're 5-7, so I guess that's the case. But they looked like a legitimate contender. They look like a really good club. If I'm a Pittsburgh fan, I'm going, where the hell was that for the better part of the season? Miami's basically gotten to this point by beating the hell out of you with their running game. Homer, Walton, Rozier, you know, two of those, the first two guys averaging over 6 yards a pop, couldn't do anything on the ground against this Pittsburgh defense. Who thought? Did Aaron Donald suit up with a different name
on
his back?
So the AP poll as of right now is Clemson number 1, Oklahoma number 2. Baker Mayfield started this most recent win over West Virginia on the bench and then came back onto the field to throw 3 touchdowns. They had no problem beating the Mountaineers. Wisconsin, who's still undefeated, the only Power 5 team yet to lose 12-0. They really haven't played anybody, but they're handling their business. 31-0, they beat Minnesota this past week.
Yep.
3rd in the AP poll. And then Auburn is 4th. So the question first, I guess, we could start with is, tonight the top 4 get released in the playoffs. If they were to start tomorrow, we'll have that 1-4. What is it going to look like? Because I see this as Clemson is going to be number 1 at 11-1. Few reasons here. First, they're the defending champions. I think there is kind of a lifetime achievement award where there's been nothing to take credit away from them. They're 34-2 in their last 3 regular seasons under Dabo Swinney. And they play Miami in the ACC title game this weekend. If they beat another ranked top 10, by the way, team in Miami, they win the ACC championship. They're the defending national champions a year ago. They will have been 12-1 with just a blemish. And it's a game, frankly, they shouldn't have lost, but it was a complete fluke. That's probably the number one seed overall, I would guess.
And they've played a pretty good schedule. I mean, this is, you know, you mix in obviously some garbage ACC teams that they've got to deal with, like Boston College and Wake aren't particularly good, and they have that loss at Syracuse, which is fluky. But out of conference, they've got that win over Auburn. They've got in conference, it's not their fault that Florida State stinks, but they beat South Carolina, who's not terrible. Yeah. They destroyed them this past weekend. Louisville, they handled. Lamar Jackson and company beat up on Virginia Tech as well, who's not bad.
Top 25 team.
Yeah, point is, Clemson is, to me, deserving of that number one spot.
So you agree they'll be number one tonight?
My guess is they'll be number one.
I've got Oklahoma 2 tonight. I think the Sooners, led by eventual Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield, are going to rank second. They have a rematch coming up with TCU for the Big 12 title in Dallas. They dominated TCU a couple weeks ago.
I was surprised how one-sided that game was.
I was too, but I give TCU no chance to beat them in this game either. This is the closest thing, I think, to a playoff lock that there is. Because if Clemson loses in the ACC title game at 11-2, they probably don't make the playoffs, right?
Especially because their other team's knocking on the door.
Exactly. If Oklahoma loses to TCU, they may get knocked out. But again, I don't see how that could happen. I could see Clemson losing to Miami. I don't think it will. To me, Oklahoma's going to beat TCU by 18 points. I just think this is going to be a blowout.
Tend to agree. That puzzling loss, man, that versus Iowa State at home. I still don't quite get how that happened. 38-31, they lost that game. That's their blemish. They've got a couple, Oklahoma talking about, some really good wins. Early season at OSU, remember, that's the Baker Mayfield flag game, putting it down at the horseshoe. Oklahoma State, they had a shootout with. That was a terrific game. And then TCU, as you mentioned, they dominated. A weaker schedule than some of the other teams surrounding.
Do you have them ranked second also?
I think they'll end up as second, just kind of by attrition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Third, I've got Auburn. What about you?
This is where it's going to get hairy. I think Wisconsin will be third with the potential to move down a bunch of spots. Yeah. Because they're undefeated. I think they'll end up in that third spot.
But where are their impressive wins?
There aren't many. In fact, if they even have some.
Now, I will say this. There is a 0.000% chance that they get left out of the four-team playoff if they win their conference championship against Ohio State. Two reasons. One, that would be a good win. Ohio State's not great, but they're solid. They're probably the sixth or seventh best team in the country. So that would be an outstanding win. And there is just no way that this selection committee, whoever they are and whatever they do.
Yeah, a Power 5 team.
Power 5 team that doesn't lose a game, and not just a Power 5, the Big Ten champion at 13-0, there is no chance you get left out.
So their two best wins are late in the season, because the other teams they've played, just by the fact that the Big Ten is down, it's sort of not their fault that Nebraska stinks, or that Maryland stinks, or that Illinois isn't any good. They beat Iowa and they beat Michigan, handily, both of those teams. They really haven't played anybody.
I think Michigan... Is Michigan even that good of a win?
They're okay, but that's my point. They haven't played squat. They haven't played anybody.
I don't think Michigan's good.
I don't think they're that good either.
Their quarterback situation, by the way, for this far into Jim Harbaugh's tenure, and I know that they had an injury to Wilton Spate, who also is not any good, by the way.
Yeah, that's the other point, is he's not that good.
But was his Jeff Acorn? What is the guy's name that played this week?
Acorn.
This is where college football needs to help us out.
Yeah.
John O'Korn.
Akon, the R&B singer.
That guy is terrible.
He's awful at football.
I mean, he was missing wide open. It was like you getting your first start and you didn't get a chance to prepare.
Everything's moving a little fast.
How is that what Jim Harbaugh is working with?
So here's what's going to happen, though, real quick. I think Wisconsin will be third, but they're the team that's going to drop out, because I think Ohio State is going to handle them next
weekend.
You think
they lose?
I think they'll end up losing that
game. Well, they'll easily drop out. So let me hit on Auburn really quickly then.
Yep.
Auburn beat Alabama. They're 10-2. By the way, they've beaten Georgia and Alabama this year. They've got
the best wins.
To me, granted, they control their own destiny, but if they lose to Georgia in the SEC title game, they're obviously going to fall out. If they win, I think they leapfrog Oklahoma to number two. I think that they are the second-best team in the country, even though they have two losses, and Oklahoma only has one, and Wisconsin may have zero. Those two wins are so good.
They're the two best wins. The team with the highest ceiling wins has been Auburn.
So then the outside looking in, we got to get to Alabama. We got to talk about the Georgia Bulldogs. And we got to talk Ohio State. Miami's probably cooked. So there's probably three teams of intrigue here. Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State. We'll do that next. Should Alabama be in the four-team playoff? Can you crowbar them in? Can you possibly keep Nick Saban's group out?
That's I'm going to tell you how it happens. I got it.
800, they get in or out, you mean?
I'll tell you, I think they get in.
800-636-1067. Give us your four-team playoff, and where is Alabama in the big picture? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.